Good morning, sir. What is your name, sir?
My name is Lon Lowe.
Okay, we'll call him Mr. Lowe. Okay, that's you on the bonus. Good morning, we'll be conducting your hearing, sir.
One second, sir. Sir, can you state your full name and ADC number for the record?
Lon, 319870.
Well, good morning, sir.
Good morning to you, too.
You appear before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your community supervision. This hearing is regarding the one alleged violation listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying you of this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on March 15th, 2018. Is that correct, Mr. Wong?
Yes.
What form listed your hearing rights? One of those rights is that you could hire at your expense a lawyer to represent you. I see no attorney with you. Or are you representing yourself today, sir?
I'm representing myself today. No, I could get an attorney.
Well, again, let me be clear on that. You can hire an attorney at your expense, but this is not the type of hearing where one would be appointed to you by the government. Are we clear?
Okay.
Great. Yes. So are you representing yourself?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing. If you can see on your video conference screen, I'll just begin with me. My name is Louis Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel chairman for your hearing. To my right is the Honorable Mr. David Neal. At the center of the bench is our esteemed board chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright. After him is the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse, and on the other side of the bench is the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson. Also present in the room is our community corrections officer, Mr. Oliveri, and he'll be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Mr. Wong, before we get started, I need to swear you in. So, Mr. Wong and Mr. Oliveri, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, so you affirm?
Yes,
I do.
Thank you. Mr. Long, this hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of supervision, with phase two deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked. When I read the allegation to you, you need to respond whether it is true or false. If you believe the allegation is false, the board will take further testimony from the Department of Corrections, and then we can talk about it. But keep in mind, the board members will make the final determination whether or not you violated your conditions. Do you understand what I just explained to you, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I will now begin phase one by reading from the warrant of arrest. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse in a criminal razor company as follows. Allegation number one, violation of condition number one, as demonstrated by your failure to report to your assigned parole officer within one working day after your release on or about August 29, 2017. Your whereabouts were known, thus you're an absconder from supervision. Mr. Long, is this true or false?
Yes, it is true.
Thank you, sir. Based on Mr. Long's admission, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, and that he may have or have lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed. Seconded by Ms. Rittenhouse, seconded by Dr. Wright, Mr. Johnson, and Mr. Neal. Okay, Mr. Long, we're going to continue with the second phase of your hearing. During this phase, the board will determine whether your supervision should be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by as Mr. Oliveri, the Community Corrections Officer, is going to give us additional background information. If you'll just remain on the phone, we will come back to you shortly for questions and you'll be able to speak to the board in detail. Okay, sir?
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Long. Mr. Oliveri.
Offender Long was released from the Department of Corrections on August 29th of 2017. He was arrested on March 5th of 2018 by the Gila County Sheriff's Office on an absconder warrant only. He was returned back to DOC custody on March 6th of 2018. He has 188 days abscond. His projected supervision end date will be on June 25th of 2018. Current conviction, 2011. Criminal damage, 9 months. There are no prior convictions noted. He has only one term in ADC. CU and IR scores are a 2-1. Mental health score of a 2. and in substance abuse score of a 2. There is no STG game information noted. There are no prior terms of supervision. He has no disciplinary history. There are no other arrests noted, and his community risk level is a G1 B3.
Thank you, Mr. LeBerry. Back to you, Mr. Long. You can make a very quick review of your case supervision summary. It looks like that you were released from the Department of Corrections to live with your aunt, Agatha Key, at Perry Dot Siding Road, Perry Dot, Arizona. Is that correct, sir?
Yes, that's correct.
We have very little case supervision summary, and I think this is good news because you don't have a lot of history in the Department of Corrections. Unfortunately, you did abscond from supervision before any community supervision programming could take place. So I will simply begin by asking, what happened to you with the 188 days that you're missing from community supervision?
I have been trying to make it there to do it because from Perida to Safford to where I need to check in, that's like at least like 60, 70 miles. And I have no transportation. I've tried hitchhiking. Nobody picked me up in time to make it there. He wanted to see me between 9 and 11 a.m. And I tried to take a shuttle from there, but the shuttle going to Safford does not leave until 10:30 a.m. And he tried to have me go to Globe, but I missed him by like 30 minutes to visit him in Globe. And the time that I was gone, the 188 days you were asking me about, I wasn't really worried about checking in or what, guys. This is my first time, and I have no prior convictions of any time. This is the only time I have been in trouble with the law, and I don't usually go to jail on the outside either. And this is like something new to me. I kind of got scared. I was really worried, so I wasn't moving. I moved to Mesa, and I had asked him if I can turn myself in. He said yes. And I was working there for a little while under the table job. So I had moved back to Paradot again, and I called him. I asked him if I could turn myself in. He said, yes, meet me in Globe. So I went to Globe, and there was an officer around. So I just told him if I can get in for my warrant. So that's where I was at on the 5th of March this year, 2018.
Thank you.
I kind of like turned myself in here to take care of this warrant for the DOC because I have my fiance, she's pregnant with my child right now, and she should be having my baby by like the end of June as well, as my release date should say on there. And I was hoping to get granted this parole when a second chance from you guys because I have a lot of things that I have to look forward to having my baby. And having a job lined up for me when I get out. My fiance's brother is actually going to have me work for him as a welder's apprentice out at Mesa. And that's one of the things that I have lined up there as well. And that's about it. That's all I have to say right now.
Well, sir, let me ask you this, and we'll try to keep this hearing upbeat and positive. Do you plan on relocating to Mesa when you're return to the community one way or the other, whether it's now or in a few weeks?
Yes, I do. In a few weeks, I'm going to have to get things situated first. If I was released on parole now, I would have to go back to my auntie's house, right, to check into parole and then get the moving situation done from out there.
Let me ask you this. Well, I got a couple of questions. One is, did you just give up in between trying to maintain contact with your parole officer?
I kept in contact with him for like a whole month, asking him if there was ways I can go check in. He told me to beat him in Globe, and I had missed him by like 30 minutes, like I said earlier. And I had been calling him to see if I could still go check in Safford. He said he's been saying, yes, I can. But I've been, like I said earlier, I've been trying to hitchhike Monday through Friday. I've been trying to hitchhike and I've tried to shuttle. My auntie couldn't drive because she had to go to Mesa for chemotherapy. She was going through breast cancer at the time. And by the time she came back, she was really sick for a couple of days. And me not having a driver's license, I couldn't borrow her car. I had to, I defend the members too, but they were like, no. But now, if I were released off road, I do have transportation. I landed up with somebody out here in San Carlos. They will give me a ride. I sent a letter, they sent a letter back to me and just said they would help me out this time.
Well, thank you for your honesty, Mr. Wong. What were you doing that made the Gila County Sheriff's Office make contact with you when you were arrested on your absconder warrant?
I actually was kind of getting an argument with my fiance because she didn't want me to turn myself in at this time. She didn't want me to come in early before she had the baby, but I told her I needed to come and take care of this warrant before the baby was born so I can go back out there and get to work and provide for her and the baby.
Okay, so I'm going to ask my fellow board members any questions for you. So I have no questions for my fellow board members. We're getting close to the end of your hearing. Is there a final statement that you would like to make before the board? We only ask that you don't repeat anything that you've already told us, but this is your hearing, so is there anything else that you feel you need to say?
I felt like I've already said what I need to say, and I don't have any further things to say.
Well, thank you, Mr. Long. The board will be going into discussion now. It may sound like we're speaking with you directly, especially because you don't have a lot of experience with parole or corrections or a clemency board for that matter. But it will be the board discussing the case amongst itself before we come to our individual votes under the open meeting laws of Arizona. So if you'll just remain on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly with our decision, Mr. Wall. Thank you.
Okay.
The board is now in discussion. Fellow board members, this is an unfortunate case. Mr. Long seems to have a limited criminal history and involvement in the correction system, and I'm inclined to believe him when he said that he hadn't had any problems up to this point. Unfortunately, community supervision did not work out well for him, even if it was just a matter of practicality. He had numerous opportunities to make contact with his parole officer, and it just seemed that things did not work out for him. So based on him missing from community supervision for 188 days, I'm not finding him a suitable candidate for returning to community supervision, especially because of practical issues. But the good news is he has relatively little time left on his flat sentence, and I think he sounds like an outstanding candidate for someone to come out of his system, put this behind him, and be a productive member of society, and hopefully we'll never see him again before this board. But that's where I'll begin the discussion.
Great.
Okay, hearing no further discussion, I'm going to go ahead and make a motion. We'll see where the votes land. And that is, based on the information provided to us in warrant number 2017-W3072, our discussion with Mr. Long as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections, I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Long was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision and had lapsed or was about to lapse in the Kumano Razor Company, inasmuch that he was missing from community supervision for 188 days and we could not account for his activity outside of the prison system, and that is my motion.
Second.
Agreed.
I'm going to go ahead and say seconded by Mr. Neal because we met a double there and agreed upon by Dr. Wright, Mr. Johnson, and Ms. Rittenhouse. Mr. Long, your supervision has been revoked and you'll be released on about June 25th, 2018. But again, as we stated, that's less than 2 months away. I recognize it may sound like a long time away, especially because you have a fiance who's expecting a child, but it is just a matter of weeks. And we highly encourage you to take advantage of these last weeks to put together a plan for your return to the community. It sounds like you have one. God willing, there's work waiting for you. As you stated in Mesa, you'll be able to make an adjustment back to the Valley area, and you'll have a productive and responsible life outside of the correction system. This hearing is concluded. No further discussion may take place. And Mr. Long, thank you for appearing before the board and being so pleasant. Thank you, sir.
And would you put this